Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The sun couldn't come through. And because of that, there was oxygen. Oxygen was compressed, you know, so everything grew bigger. This is why when the angels came down and had them babies, them giants, what the Smithsonian Institute has tried to hide or made an attempt to keep from knowledge. That's why these jokers were big. People think Goliath was big, 9 feet. No. If you really dig into this account, the angels or the Nephilim that were before the flood, because of the atmosphere, these fellas grew taller than the ceiling.
Amen. Amen.
These were some of the rascals. They weren't quite that tall when they went into Canaan, but they were big. But these are what Noah and them were dealing with.
Amen. Amen.
And read about them. They became cannibals. They ate up everything, and then they began to eat people. They ate up everything. They were wicked. But everything grew. As a matter of fact, Adam wasn't no midget. Noah wasn't small.
Amen.
These were big dudes. They were a lot bigger than us.
Amen.
you read it, because you'll find that. And they've replicated these things, these chambers, and they would grow things in there. They grew these, what are they called, the little tomatoes, the little tiny tomatoes on the salad? Cherry tomatoes. They grew, you know how they grow, right? Yeah. They put one of those in there. And they only grow about so tall, I guess. And they have a bunch of... That thing grew over 20 feet tall in the chamber. And the tomatoes were like that. In the conditions that they had replicated that were before the flood. They found a wasp. A dragonfly. You know, dragonflies are like... Right? The wingspan. The dragonfly's wingspan was over 5 feet. Dragonfly. Their fossil. They found animals, little like, not squirrels, chipmunks, or something like a chipmunk, the size of a Volkswagen. This was before the flood. Let's go on. But it was amazing. So the river came out of Eden, and it was for Adam to till, to expand the garden. To expand the garden, to increase the garden. Amen. And here's an interesting note. And some of us need to really get a hold of this. They were never instructed about spiritual warfare.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At that time, there was no need for it because they had not given the devil any place.
Amen.
Now that tells us something. If you don't give the devil place, even today, then there's a whole lot of warfare that'll just diminish. It won't even be warfare. But if you're constantly giving him place, that's where all the warfare come in. The devil busy. No, you giving him place. Kick him out of the place. Evict him. So Genesis, we see the rivers that flow out of there, right? Now John chapter 7:38. Now that was Eden. Now Eden was a place. And I'm going to just be bold and say, in Africa.
Amen.
I just leave it there. But now in John chapter 7, verse 38, we see another example here. The Lord says this in John 7:38. He that believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers.
Yes,
here we go.
Yes, sir.
All right. The covenant has changed. You know, let me tell some of you, stop saying you're going through a Job trial. Stop fearing the Job trial. You know why? Job didn't have the covenant we have. That's why God would let him be tested like that. Say, you can't take his life. Now we have a covenant that says, by his stripes we were healed. Amen. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under what? The shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Listen, you can dwell in a place where demons can't tread. Amen. God has got angels around you. What happened there? See, the devil had a right before. First, he was cast out by Michael, and the earth became his graveyard. In the Genesis, well, I'm just going to stay with it, I guess. In the Genesis recording that Moses wrote, we see the world being replenished. It's when God cleared up everything, when he said, let there be light, that wasn't creating. When the second verse is the cleaning up of the earth. There had been a war.
Amen.
Before mankind was created.
Amen.
Where the devil wanted to take over, be like God, be as God, and all of that. And God said, nope. And so he was cast out. And everything was cast into darkness.
Amen.
The whole universe. Everything. God is light.
Amen.
The whole universe was cast into darkness. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness covered the deep. That was his graveyard. That was his prison. But then when God created man, you know, God said it grieved him that he created man. He repented of creating man on the earth because man was in his likeness. And man had, you see, you got to understand about Adam, the first Adam. Adam had access.
Amen.
Adam had dominion of all these big, huge creatures. There's a theory about dinosaurs too, and dinosaurs are real. And why they grew? Because there's a type of lizard even today that grows and grows and grows and grows and grows hundreds of years. Well, under that environment, these creatures grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. That's how they became dinosaurs, or what we deem to be dinosaurs. But Adam was able to access heaven. So when he fell, and see, it wasn't like he was created today and he fell the next day. No, when he fell, the devil stepped into that authority.
Amen.
Now he became the quote-unquote little g, amen, little god of the earth. Adam was the god of the earth.
Amen.
But he abdicated that throne, he and Eve. And now this is why in Job we see the devil, while the angels of God are before the throne, giving reports to God of things going on in the earth, the devil shows up.
Amen.
He says, where are you coming from, Satan? He says, from walking to and fro in the earth and up and down it. Why? He had authority to do it. Because Adam gave him that authority.
Amen.
So he could come before the throne. And what would he do? He would come and accuse.
Amen.
He's the accuser of the brethren. So he would come. And he had authority. He was a cherub. So his word carried weight in heaven. Even though it was fallen.
Amen.
He was a cherub. He was one of two. And there are others, seraphim and that, but Michael and Lucifer. See, think about it. Michael was on the right hand. Lucifer was on the left.
Amen.
There's something to that, but anyway. So he had access, but after Jesus came, and this is why he came he came a man.
Amen.
He had to come a man to take back what the devil had stolen.
Amen. Yes.
And he had to die for it.
Yes. Amen.
He could have lived on. No, nobody could have taken his life because why? He had no sin. The wages of sin is death.
Amen.
He had no sin in him, so he had to lay his life down. Nobody could take it. They could have never taken it. He could have lived 1,000 years and broken the curse of death. Remember, Methuselah lived 969 years. He was the oldest one, 969 years. But nobody lived 1,000 years to break the curse of death.
Amen.
So Jesus came and he died. But when he died, listen, he broke the curse of death, took the authority back from the devil.
Amen.
And ascended to heaven. And when he ascended, listen closely, when he ascended, Lucifer was cast out.
Amen.
In other words, he couldn't show his ugly face there no more.
Amen.
Do you understand the accuser of the brethren has been cast down? Why are you letting him convince you of stuff? You're not this, you're not that. Remember what you did there? No, all that you do is under the blood. Help me, somebody. I said, everything you've done is under the blood. Why you let him bring up your past? I got saved. I got born again. That's in the sea of forgetfulness. And God put up a no fishing sign. You can't fish in there no more. God don't remember that. Can you imagine that? God doesn't remember that. Tell somebody, God ain't remember your stuff you did. Why are you letting the devil bring stuff up to you? Even by what you did last week that you repented of. You laid it on the altar. You genuinely repented. You got it right with God. And here the devil plaguing your mind. That's the accuser of the brethren. He ain't got no right at the throne, so he come after you. When Jesus rose, he was cast out. He said, I saw him fall as lightning. But now he's down here in the second heaven. Him and his cohorts. Now it's our job. Jesus was manifest to destroy the works. He left us to mop it up. We're here to make him his footstool. God cast him out of the throne room. He could no longer be there. Jesus cast him out from showing his face in heaven. And now he's down here in the second heaven where the remnant is rising. God said, I'm going to have man put a number on you. I'm going to use the very ones that you deceived, that you tried to kill, that you did a number on. They're going to turn around and do a number on you. The seed of the woman is coming. And the man's going to do a number on you. That's the church. Look at somebody tell them, that's us. That's us. That's why you got to get your mind straight. You better stop looking for validation from everybody. Because everybody will tell you something different. This one likes it. That one don't like it. I think you should. No, I don't think you ought to. Forget that. You better find out yourself. What did God say to you? What is the Lord telling you? How's the Lord leading you? You better have a mind made up and a heart that is fixed. Now you're on target.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.